Well, the Palestinian Authority has reacted to the Israeli Prime Minister's latest comments about Palestinian statehood. Top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says the Palestinian Authority is planning to completely end its security cooperation with Israel. Following his electoral victory, Benjamin Netanyahu promised to pursue his current policies and oppose Palestinian independence. Erekat said on Wednesday that Palestinians would press ahead with their diplomatic campaign for statehood. He added that Palestinians would also increase their efforts to join the International Criminal Court to bring war crimes charges against Israel. Israel's devastating war on the Gaza Strip last summer and its settlement expansions make strong cases for Palestinians to sue the regime at The Hague. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Mark Glenn, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, how do you feel about all this happened when it comes to Benjamin Netanyahu's apparently sincere or honest comments right before he was elected, and now the reaction in the aftermath?
Well, I think that we can accurately ascertain Netanyahu's comments about Palestinian statehood before the election as being not only his inner thoughts, but really what have been the inner thoughts of every leader of Israel ever since its inception. No one should be particularly surprised at this. I'm sure that the Palestinian Authority has understood this from the beginning, that this quote-unquote security agreement that that they had with Israel, that this was just for show, this was just to give the appearance that Israel was willing to abide by the terms of the Oslo Agreement, and that she really was concerned with creating a Palestinian state. I think that that the Palestinian Authority really didn't have the proper time to do this except for now, because Benjamin Netanyahu has basically played his hand now in front of the world. And I think the other thing that we have to consider is this, is that right now Benjamin Netanyahu is riding on cloud nine. He has just been reelected despite what was a very concerted effort against him, not just in Israel, but in the United States and in other parts of Europe, where the associates and friends of the Labor Party and other leftist groups in Israel, that they mounted a very impressive effort that looked like it was going to result in Netanyahu losing the election. He won the election. Right now, he feels that God has put his finger on Netanyahu as the leader of the Jewish state. And so Netanyahu, whatever caution, whatever type of restraint that he may have exhibited during his previous tenure, is not going to be there now, because now he is large and in charge. He's like peacock in full strut. And so the Palestinian Authority right now, if there was ever a time that they had good reason and good cause to end the security arrangement with Israel, it is now.
And just very briefly, if you can, Mr. Glenn, what does this then mean about U.S.-Israel relations? Because certainly the U.S. is for a two-state solution, at least publicly.
Well, it's hard to say. I think that the forces that were at work trying to get Netanyahu unseated from power, I think that they were genuine in that. I think that they understood that Netanyahu is bad for the continued existence of Israel. I think that was the whole reason for it. I think that the United States is going to maintain the position that it has about the two-state solution. How effective and how forthright they're going to be in moving forward with that is something that remains to be seen, but we can be rest assured of one thing, that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to pull out all the stops right now in trying to scuttle any deal, whether it's with Iran, whether it's with the Palestinians, and we will see some really, if we thought we saw some ugly electioneering taking place in the run-up to this event in Israel, we can just imagine what's going to take place in the run-up to the presidential elections in the United States next year.
Okay, Mr. Glenn, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mark Glenn, who is speaking to us live.